Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we appreciate the vision of the ancients in Sangam literary work Natrinai 47, written by Nal Velliyar, a female poet we met 40 songs ago. The poem is set in the Kurunji landscape or the mountainous regions and speaks in the voice of the lady's confidant to the lady as the man listens nearby.
பெருங்களிர் உழுவை அட்டென இரும்பிடி உயங்கு பிணி வருத்தமோடு இயங்கள் செல்லாது நெய்தல் பாசடை புறையும் அம் செவி பைதல் அம் குளவி தழியி ஒய்யென அரும்புண் உருணரின் வருந்தி வைகும் கானக நாடற்கு இது என யான் அது கூறின் எவனோ தோழி வேறு உணர்ந்து அணங்கு அரி களங்கின் கோட்டம் காட்டி வெறியென உணர்ந்த உள்ளமோடு மறி அறுத்து அன்னை அயரும் முருகனின் பொன்னேர் பசளைக்கு உதவாமாறே.
Filled with that unique rhyme scheme in Tamil called Edugai, wherein the second letters rhyme, the poem leaves a lasting taste of melody in one's mouth. We find Perunkaliru and Irumpidi, Uyangu and Iyangal, and finally Veri and Mari shining in the lines of the verse. There's a jungle out there in the poem with Kaliru meaning male elephant, Pidi meaning female elephant, Uluvai meaning tiger, and also making sure the flora is not left out, we find reference to the Nadal or the water lily as well. I smiled reading the word Pasalai, for although we have encountered many descriptions of women suffering from it in the songs this far, this is the first instance where we read the name of this very Sangam disease. Moving into the verse, we find the man coming by to the lady's house after a long absence. Knowing of his arrival, the lady's confidant speaks to the lady so as to be heard by the man. She says, "Your man hails from a mountain country, a land where the tiger kills the male elephant and leaves the female incapacitated in its confused affliction. The female elephant rushes to embrace its infant, possessing lovely ears like the lush green leaves of the Nadal flower. It suffers in the agony of one who has been inflicted with a grave wound. Why don't I go there and tell your man about things as they are? At home, noting the golden pallor of your skin, mother tries to surmise reasons with a priest's fortune-telling ritual. She has determined that it is the wrath of God Muruga and intends to sacrifice a goat to appease the god and cure you of your affliction. Shouldn't I go tell the lord of the mountain country that God has nothing to do with it? I should let him know that the only one who can help you is him." With these words, the lady's confidant is hinting that the man should hasten his marriage with the lady. Quaint cultural practices of the period are revealed in this poem. One is the ritual called Kalangu, wherein a velan or priest is hired to infer God's might from the fall of seeds. Why is this ritual being conducted? It's because the mother notices the changes in her daughter's appearance. Apparently, there's a gold-like pallor on her skin. Being used to seeing gold used only in a glorified sense, it's striking to note that here it's used to indicate something amiss. As in many Sangam poems, the happenings in the outer world echo the feelings in the inner sphere. If we did not know better, we might have dismissed the description of the mountain country with elephants and tiger as just lending to the scene. However, it's not just for style and serves as an integral poetic metaphor. The attacking tiger is the parallel of the disease that afflicts the lady, and the dead male elephant is her beauty. The female elephant is the lady's mind, and it holds on to the calf, which is the lady's love for the man. Thus intricately woven into the metaphor is the state of the lady's mind afflicted by the disease of Pasalai. Let's delve more into this Sangam affliction.
What we brush off today with a single line saying she is missing him is the very disease about which so many lines of verse have been written. Has modern life endowed us with so many afflictions that this seems like a mere nothing? And in turn, what does this say about the ancients? Did they live such a healthy life that even the symptoms associated with missing someone were construed as something near fatal? Also, note how the world around the lady seems so sensitive to these changes in appearance. Perhaps, to cure one another and the world, we need to learn from these people of the past to stop looking and start seeing. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me through ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts. Do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.